So we're talking this week about an interesting dynamic, because people will tell you, you do not have to believe in God to know the difference between right and wrong, and you don't have to believe in God to do the right thing. But if we look very carefully about what the Bible teaches, and remember, the Bible, what we're looking at is the wisdom of God. And we're looking at it, and as Catholics, we don't necessarily believe that every single letter, every jot and tittle of every letter is in fact literally true. We believe it is a deeper understanding of teaching, not just a what is literally true, but something more profound. For example, one of the things that we can look at in the book of Genesis, in the story of creation, is if we look at it and we say, well, this says the Lord created the world in 7 days. Well, many Catholics don't believe exactly that. Many other Christians don't believe in exactly that. We believe more the scientific understanding, but we don't believe in random evolution. We believe in a guided evolution. I know that there is what is known as intelligent design, which looks at God as a watchmaker. And I'm always a little bit up in the air with that. I'm just up in the air. That's all. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. And the reason is because God's not a watchmaker. God is God. He's more than that. But that's it. All right. If we look at what is Genesis saying above everything else, we can look at this powerful teaching. Keep one thing in mind. What is the worst sin in the Old Testament? The worst sin is idolatry. It's actually also the worst sin in the New Testament as well. St. Paul dismisses greed as a form of idolatry. And don't forget, Jesus said, dismiss greed or eliminate greed from your lives. Reject greed in all its forms. But we understand this powerful reality that idolatry is the worst sin in the Old Testament. We know that and we understand that. So that said, we look at the book of Genesis and we understand that we see that God is creating the world. He's creating the earth. He's creating the sky. He's creating the ocean. He's creating the land. He's creating the animals, he's creating the human beings, he's creating everything. Well, we can take that as a basic story of creation if we want, but we as Catholics understand a deeper reality than this. Pope Benedict XVI called it a prophecy. Well, there's something else there as well. If God created all these things, remember the time frame. Remember we're talking the Jewish people. Remember the ancient tradition was that Moses wrote this. And therefore, if Moses wrote this, we're coming to this point. We're coming to this, these stories coming together after the Jews have left the pagan Egypt. The Egyptians believed in many gods. And the Jews believe, well, the Hebrews at the time, believe in one God. So we understand that. And what is that message? There are no other gods besides the God of the Hebrews alone. That means there is no sun god. There is no moon god. There is no sea god. There is no earth god. None of that exists because there is only God. That's a profound statement at the time. So when we understand that, we understand that reality. And then we come back to what is it that first temptation by the devil to Eve and then to Adam? You will be like gods. There it is coming again. It is that form of temptation, that idolatry, that worst sin in the Old Testament. You will become like gods. And we're living in a time where that very temptation is at the center of a lot of what we live, even within Catholic communities and other Christian communities, that whole concept of not turning to the Lord alone, but we, what's it called? We kind of water it down and we look upon God as kind of, we're kind of sharing authority with God as opposed to looking at God as God and we as his human beings. But then when we walk away from that, then we have this wholesale embrace of God as having died. This is Friedrich Nietzsche. And therefore, we are now wholesale gods. And that's when we walk down this path. Well, what is the message of following God? It's not just to do good and not just a definition of good. It is to have an understanding that you have the potential of doing evil and therefore to avoid evil. So remember, as I said yesterday, the majority of the commandments in the that are geared towards love your neighbor, the majority, well, all of the commandments in love your neighbor, which are the last seven, are all based on not doing a form of evil in any of its forms. And if we look at some of the requirements, some of the abominations, we can use those words, some of the abominations we can find in the Old Testament, they are based on mistreating your neighbor in such a way that you are stealing from them in a sense, or you are killing them in a sense. Remember, Jesus said, when you are angry at your brother, and obviously we can assume sister, meaning that in a very general term, you are committing a form of murder. Why? Because you probably dealt with people who feel so hurt when someone doesn't talk to them out of their anger. Yes, that's a form of doing that. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, give us feedback, donate to the show if you'd like to do that. You can connect to the parish. Remember, click on the parish tab. You can listen to our feedback. You can send us feedback. You can listen to the archives of the program. And you can check out the blog, check out the Substack newsletter. And don't forget, tonight, Wednesday night, we have adoration, and that adoration goes from 6 to 7, Eucharistic adoration, and during that time, I'm sitting in the confessional. So if you would like to receive the sacrament of confession, reconciliation, you're welcome to come. Don't forget, it's anonymous confession. There is a wall and a shaded isn't the right word, a screened window that makes it absolutely impossible for me to have any contact with you, and I'm not going to recognize your voice. So do understand that. So you're welcome to come. That's tonight, 6 to 7, right here at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, 43 Holton Street, and you can find that on that tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about different forms that people could rob their neighbor. They could overcharge interest. There's something. Ooh. But that's considered an abomination. They could make judgments based on briberies. That's considered an abomination. They can put their thumb on the scale. That's actually forbidden in the Bible, which we'd recognize that to be. But if you think, well, that's a new thing. No, that goes back quite some time. Put your thumb on the scale. That's a form of stealing. But all of that is a form of doing evil instead of being humble before the Lord and recognizing the Lord as our God. So being humble before the Lord. And that's what we're called to do. And we can recognize God as God, then we can be humble before the Lord and do his will. But if we take that mentality that comes forward and says, God is dead, we are gods now, that same mentality that you will find at the bottom of the mount where Moses was above and he hadn't come back and they expected him a lot sooner. And so they turned around and said, Moses is dead, there is no God. And everyone turns around and starts creating the golden golden calf. That's a form of idolatry. Well, that same thing is happening now. And if we take Friedrich Nietzsche to be Dathan from the movie, that same idea. God is dead. We're gods now. We create our own world. We can make our own God, and that God is us. And then we can walk down the path to who knows what kind of evil in the name of good. And so we saw that a lot in the 20th century, that whole concept of doing what people would think was good, but actually it was evil. And what's one of the things that people are doing now? They're trying to silence the voice of the church. Now, if the church is on the wrong path, then God will use those around us to silence the church. We see that in the Old Testament, but only as a correction, because he wants that church strong and he wants his voice to come through the church. So he will do a correction. What is it the Bible says, that the father who does not correct his children does not love them? And our Father will correct us, and we've seen that for quite some time. But we also know that we are called to be rooted in the Lord. We also know that we're called to be focused on the Lord, so that we may speak his truth, or actually live his truth. And his truth is to love others. But we can't do it if we create our own false gods and we follow them, or if we follow into that temptation of deciding that we are gods, which is the temptation that has grasped the 20th century. Cardinal Robert Sara, in his book, The Day Is Now Far Spent, talks about that this is the temptation for our times. And I've even read of organizations or scientific groups that are trying to create eternal life. Personally, I would rather the eternal life that God offers. I don't need any human eternal life, because I want the eternal life that God offers. And so we look at all that and we see that profound teaching, that profound reality that begins with that understanding that God is God and we are not. And therefore, we reject idolatry so that we may do God's will, because if we don't, we can very easily walk down a path to evil. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.